Waleed Ali on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I have been looking forward all day to talking to my next guest, possibly the oldest person we have had on this show, the oldest guest I would ever have interviewed. Her name is Joan Smirthwaite. She is 106, and tomorrow marks the end of a particular chapter in Joan's long and illustrious life. She is retiring from the Kew Bridge Club. I don't know what she's going to do. I don't know why she's retiring. I don't know how the Bridge Club will survive. Joan Smirthwaite joins me along with Ian Mansell, who is the director of the Melbourne Bridge Club in Kew. Joan, thank you so much for joining me. Why do you need to retire tomorrow?
Well, when the Bridge Club closed for the 2 years, I seemed to have lost interest in playing, and I knew that I wouldn't be going back to the club. But fortunately, in the last few months, Ian and his wife, Sandra, have organised a game of bridge up at in Doncaster, which I've really enjoyed. But lately, life's become more challenging for me. I find it hard to get around. Mm. And I just think that although the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak.
Yeah, this is what elite sports people always say. You just know when it's time to retire, and it sounds like you just know. What sort of a player were you, Joan? You're a bit of a shark?
Oh, well, I think you'll have to ask Ian that.
All right, I will. Ian, what sort of a player was Joan?
She was a great player, and I keep pointing out to people that She and a partner usually won when she played on a Friday, and if they played for long enough, they could get up to that position as well.
Oh, I see. Joan, sounds like you're an inspiration. Were you the big dog? Did everyone know that when they came up against Joan, it was going to be a tough day?
I don't think so. I made a lot of friends at Bridge. That was the very nice thing about it. And, of course, you lose friends as well. Bridge has been a big part of my life. I started playing actually probably in my 20s, but it wasn't like the bridge that we play today. And then we just seemed to turn to solo. So my husband was a banker, and we moved around from town to town, and there was always golf to play and cards. So cards has been a big thing in my life.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge thing in your life. And this is why I think it's so sad for, the Bridge Club in Kew, as much as anything else, to be losing you. How are you going to go on, Ian?
What am I going to do from now on?
No, for Ian. Ian, how's the Bridge Club going to survive without Joan there?
Oh,
well, we have a large number of members, and they are continuing to play, so we will survive without her, but the challenge, I think, will be slightly diminished.
The standard will drop because you don't have one of the great players in the history of the club there.
That's correct.
Joan, will you still play bridge privately?
No. Oh, no. There wouldn't be anybody. These days, there's not a lot of private bridge playing. It's mainly at the club because it's very competitive.
Well, I don't know, because I got a text from Stephen in Central Victoria who said, Joan was a friend of my mum's many years ago. Wonderful to hear her again. And I reckon Stephen could be talked into coming around for a game of bridge. What do you reckon?
I don't know about that.
Sorry, Stephen. Joan's not interested. Hey, we'd better run. But Joan, congratulations on, it sounds like you were like a pillar of that club. And it's sad to hear that you won't be playing, but it sounds like you're at peace with that decision, certainly. So thank you. Congratulations on what you've contributed to that. And Ian, all the best with the future for the club.
Thank you.
Thank you, Walid.
Wonderful to speak to both of them.